Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the Dirtbag Culture Hour. I'm TC Fleming here with Jordan George Richardson.
Shh.
We're talking.
It's slashing the Black Eyed Peas, man. Keep it down over there.
We're talking about Super Bowl halftime shows. This is the one in Dallas. This is what our city's known for.
Yeah. This and killing a president. You're welcome, America.
Fergie's trying to dance like Axl.
Yeah, it's not great.
But she's not committing to it.
I don't know if she's ever committed to anything. Mm-hmm. Listen, I don't know that. I bet she's a nice person, dude.
Probably.
Yeah. She's had to humble herself a couple times.
It's an amazing bit of culture. This particular halftime show, we were just enjoying it in the break. It's quite an exceptional experience.
Yeah. I was saying that at some point, you know, some poor soul is probably slipping off the roof, lost his life during that performance, trying to keep the heat on inside the building.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry's like, "Turn up, Fergie."
Yeah,
he probably. I bet you were commenting that the sound wasn't too good. The music track should have been a little hotter.
Yes,
I think that might have been a Jerry call.
I don't like the music.
They sing so good. I love William, though. He's my favorite member.
That one's, you got to give him credit. It's not the vocal track at all. They aren't lip syncing. It's entirely live. Their parts. And
irony.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's a strong recommendation for lip syncing everything. It goes bad. It goes really bad. I just wonder what... I don't know. I hope this is a whole. You told me about a friend of yours that worked on a sitcom, that he was the editor for that sitcom.
Yeah.
And the famous, well known star of the sitcom would come into his office and be like, "What the F did I do to you?
Yeah.
Why do you hate me so much that you are making me look like this on television?" And he's just like, "I'm trying to do my best job."
Yeah, man.
But that, I think the Black Eyed Peas need to talk to whoever the sound guy is and be like, "Whatever we did wrong, we'd like to atone for it. The pranks that you're intentionally doing on us to make us look bad, they need to stop. Please, I'm begging you, can they stop? We just looked like idiots in front of all of America. It can't be that bad, whatever we did."
Right. Are we ready to call the Dallas, I mean, I'm not the first, the entire Dallas Super Bowl and surroundings just a total failure?
It was a lot of bad luck. I'd like to see us get another shot.
Yeah, I would too.
I love Dallas. I like seeing the Metroplex succeed and do well. I think it's one of the really special places in all of America and perhaps the world.
Arlington, write the Vandegrifts or whoever and get them to build you a new stadium so we can get another Super Bowl.
Yeah. We're getting the All-Star game next year.
That's very exciting.
MLB All-Star game.
We'll be in the house for that.
I'd like to go, yeah, for sure.
See Luke Bryan probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Clint Black.
I don't watch a lot of other major sports performance halftimes, but I would like to give an honorable mention shout out because I'd like to get into which of our recent ones we really like and our favorites and everything. So just let's kick this off with an honorable mention. The Charlotte NBA All-Star game, J. Cole's halftime, goes extremely hard.
Yeah, that was sent to me by a buddy after it happened.
Yeah.
I was like, "You really should see this." I was like, "I love J. Cole."
Exceptional.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Who's doing it this weekend?
I don't know.
Any idea?
Whoever cares about that. You know, like, it's not like it's a big, Garrett, you know?
It's Post Malone.
Oh, nice.
Dallas redeeming itself. Okay.
There you go.
Let's go, Posty.
Well, he has like a house up there, of what I've heard. Like,
where are they? Des Moines? Is that where they're doing
Salt
it this
Lake.
Year?
Salt Lake.
All right.
There's no NBA franchises in Des Moines. I'd like to correct you there.
Yeah, well, I know. Sometimes they do it at a...
Dude, I'll bet having a house in Utah is tight.
Yeah, you bet. I wonder if it's like in Park City.
The mountains? I'm sure it is.
It's so gorgeous there, dude. It is, yeah. Zion. Like, Joe Smith was right. He was like, we made it.
I'm inclined to believe he's correct.
Yeah, they were like, there's a Dead Sea here. This is pretty biblical.
Yeah.
It's the most righteous mountains ever.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Absolutely.
And here we are today with the Utah Jazz.
I had a listener of mine send an email where he said that he had bought a computer from a guy who used to make beats for Post whenever he was a much, much younger man. And the computer had a number of old files that hadn't been deleted.
Dude.
And he sent them all to me, and I have an unreleased Post Malone mixtape.
Bro, I didn't know that.
Yes, you did.
I don't remember that.
You were sitting next to me when I got the email.
Oh, yeah.
It was in Chicago.
Yeah.
We
listened
to it together?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we did. We did. And watch Comics Unleashed with Byron Allen.
No, it was a different Chicago trip. We've been to Chicago several times.
Man, it's getting bad up here, dude. It's getting kind of bad.
Yeah, no, I feel that. My brain is falling apart quickly.
I've eliminated most substance use, dude.
Yeah, no, I was hoping that these cutbacks would slow the decay down more than they have.
No, it's just revealing that we were just muting something very serious. Shout out to Bruce Willis, by the way.
Absolutely.
We've learned. We already sort of knew. I feel like we broke that news last week with our M. Night Shyamalan conversation that he's going through some stuff.
Yeah, but I guess it's been pretty well established. But
I guess they just announced what it was. Is they made it a formality or something.
Yeah, but we're certainly holding a good thought for him regardless.
Yeah, we love him. Bruce, so, if you make it back down to Dallas, we'll see you on a Saturday.
Absolutely. What would you say is your favorite Super Bowl halftime show all time? Can you put one down there?
Yeah, I can. It's Michael Jackson. I know we've briefly touched on it.
That's your number one?
It's my number one. It's just
even after you were making fun of the stage?
Yeah, well, you know, in comparison, but it still holds. You know, I realize that some of my favorite things from my youth do not hold up over time. But it still was the most iconic. I was a Buffalo Bills fan when I was little. I got in trouble at school for wearing Bills gear.
As well you should.
Bit of a rebel. Shout out to Principal Tommy Tomlin of Best Race. Best Race was the name of my elementary school, by the way.
Double Tom. Shout out.
Tommy Tomlin. He wore like a polyester Wrangler suit, cowboy boots, and a cowboy hat. And I tried to give him a high five one time walking up the stairs into school, and he picked me up by my shoulders. And he said, sure. Dude. You do not disrespect your elders.
Yeah, good advice.
So I got in trouble along with Dustin Lester for wearing Bills gear on Cowboys, you know, Super Bowl day, and we had a party together. This is me and the homies. We're in the sixth grade, and we watched the Michael Jackson performance. It was happening at the Rose Bowl. It was daylight outside. Something about it was extremely magical, but you know. I'm not going to go. I love Prince, but it's still not my favorite. I love that, you know, it started raining during Purple Rain and all of that. We all know and love that really special performance. I'd say
the choices he made on what to play. That was a case where, one, I feel like he did, like everyone playing at that time had them over a barrel a little bit.
Yeah.
Because their list of artists that they were willing to do was such a short list. That it's kind of like, yeah, I'll do it, but it's going to be this way.
Right.
He was the first one not to do a press conference. Instead, he just played a couple songs.
Yeah.
He didn't take any questions.
That was amazing.
Yeah, too. Yeah.
I wonder if you can find that. Is that out there?
I'm sure it is. Yeah.
It's on press conference.com. That was a great moment. Last year's, man. Just like being... Last year's was the one I remember. I just watched it with my parents, you know, real time as it was going down. I turned the television up as loud as it would go.
Nice.
And, you know, and just did that thing where, like, every new song, I would just be like, oh, it ain't nothing but a G thing. I would just yell out the name of the song to my parents who were like, this is great. Anderson .Paak played. Like,
see, I do feel this is the kind of thing where, like I think this is true of a lot of music. I mean, I've said before, I do feel like music made in the 1970s is the stuff I listen to the most and love dearly. So, obviously, I don't want to overmake this point. But, in general, like... We are learning and evolving and growing as a people, and people making music today have heard all of the music in the past, and they're like, okay, so I can see how to do that, and I want to do something a little more.
Yeah.
And yeah. I think that you can really clearly see in the Super Bowl that the people putting on the Super Bowl. They've seen all the previous ones. They can do every single one of those tricks. And they've spent a year thinking about five more tricks that they would like to unveil. So I feel like there were I think for me, I don't want to tell you.
No.
You have the Michael Jackson Super Bowl as your favorite. I will not try to take that away from you. For me, it's always going to be one of the most recent ones because the artistry is evolving and growing and changing. I think The Weeknd's is number one for me. The way that they used the entire facility in a way that hadn't been done previously,
right.
I think that alone sets it apart.
I do love that, and I love that performance, and I love The Weeknd. We both have seen him a couple times within the last year. I've heard that
whole show. Garrett was at the AT&T
Garrett was
show
at the
with me.
Shout out.
Which, that was a good show.
Yeah, pretty good show, right?
You're listening to three guys who all go to Weeknd concerts.
That's right, together.
I think that the Weeknd show here at AT&T Stadium was better than the Super Bowl one.
Definitely. I mean, you know, you got to play more songs.
Yeah. I've heard that same.
But he just sounded better this time around than the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I'll watch the. I mean, he hasn't. It's next week. He's releasing the concert video from the concerts that we saw, or not the specific shows, but that tour.
The one of them that
but
I was at.
I definitely.
I was at the LA one.
Yeah, I was
at SoFi.
But the having like a you know I'll just watch other people's concert videos because I'm trying to relive the experience.
Oh man, I love
and
it.
And I took a lot of my own and you know,
a lot of
so
what you took a lot of what
I took a lot of my own concert videos.
Oh, videos.
Okay. What I said.
That's what you took. Huh?
And so it's definitely different. Like the sounds, like whatever mix, whatever backing tracks that he has, it was different from this tour to the Super Bowl. He reworked the whole thing.
Certainly.
But yeah, I think that the lighting in the Weeknd one, I think it's a real departure from usually it's just we're going to put on a cool show and like the cameras can film it if they want.
Yeah, right.
And his was very specifically tailored to this is a television experience.
He invested a lot of his own money in it, just like he does in a lot of other projects.
Yeah. And like it would go like very small, where like it's just on him. Like, whenever he does blinding light or not blinding lights, can't feel my face.
Right.
Like back in
the mirrors.
Yeah, like that's a very small thing. And just even whenever he would be like out on his big setup, there was times whenever they would make it feel by the you know camera angles and everything else like it's a much littler deal.
Yeah.
And the lighting stuff that they pulled off within that of like, you know, half of his face is blue and like the other half is like just the contouring of it with the I don't know. I watch a lot of lighting tutorials on YouTube and so I know what I'm talking about a little bit because I've watched 5 minutes on YouTube and let me tell you, they're doing it right.
No, I agree. It's like the most evocative one that comes to memory. I know a couple people who dislike it for that reason, but mainly a lot of the critiques were like the dancers didn't move a lot and stuff like that. It was a lot of action, which is what you kind of get with a Weeknd performance. There's like this patience that you have to just watch it with. I feel like it's not all about, there's mayhem going on, but it's within. It's a very, you know, it's just a, you know, it's a guy battling demons who likes to party every time I see him do anything.
I love the way he moves. Like, and I you know, like our, you know, dear close friend, Nikki is a dance critic, you know, like she was in dance her whole life and, you know, definitely has some opinions about any time someone's dancing. And, you know, I'm like, you got to see this. The guy's the best dancer. And she pops it on. She's like, what are you talking about?
I've heard that from other people.
But, like, I think the way that he moves is very unique and recognizable to him and cool and fits with the music.
I agree.
And I just like watching him just walk. I'm like, that guy is so good at walking.
I agree with that. He does, like, you know, he does walk like he's a character in Pink Floyd's The Wall. Or something like he's an imaginary dictator or something.
Yeah.
I think if people watched The Weeknd more like you'd watch like The Killers or like a dark rock band and kind of accept him more like straight up as he's a guy presenting R&B and pop music and hip hop. So people have this expectation of it needs to be like real poppy and locky and like traditional sort of like, you know, dance stuff, hip hop dance, and he doesn't give you that. He kind of moves more like a Freddie Mercury around the stage. He kind of sails and is big. You know, it's bigger. It's like a rock star experience.
Yeah,
more so than a pop star.
Yeah, and I'd say Dr. Dre won and second place.
Yeah, and he's doughy. The Weeknd's doughy. Yeah, I love that.
A little bit.
Yeah, I love that in my rock star.
No, it's great.
Yeah. Last year's was ultimately just like, because you had a lot of action, and there was, you know, in similar ways, there wasn't a ton of dancing. There were backup dancers and stuff, but you got all these little vignettes. The way they, whoever was the production designer on it was just, you know, maybe second only to The Weeknd.
They kept the kind of same thing of like, this is an amazing television spectacle.
Right.
They even like watch The Weeknd's and they're like, how could we do a couple more things?
You know?
Like that, to have Dre, like just the way that they, you know, I mean, he's in front of a board.
Yeah.
Dre in front of a board is one of the iconic things of American culture in the last 30, 40 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so to see it represented that way, it was so cool. Just it's all white. Like, what if we take the thing that you're like used to seeing and all the best stuff and we just make it all white?
That's right.
So dope.
Kind of like when Fergie's performance and it starts out and she just has a sandwich. It's just like, we
not
know
as good
from you, Fergie.
The thing that always gets me emotional about that one is at the end, all the dancers are like just in the prison. Like
it's so just after Kendrick comes out, right?
Yeah,
and Kendrick premieres his like Michael Jackson look that he's worn on the most recent tour with kind of like the epaulettes. Is that what it's called on the collars and the one glove? And kind of looks like the Michael Jackson army guy.
Yeah,
and then cut straight to people in prison.
And if you just think about, like, they're the forgotten of our society. Yeah, you know? Like the people that we put in cages. Like, you know, the like just the lowest class rising up to control the height of American culture. Like that that your parents in Crowley, Texas are watching these people who are like, those guys, they're my friends, they're my people. Like that's the culture I want to represent of literally the lowest. That's what should be like, you know, consumed as like the highest part of just popular culture.
Completely.
And I don't know, man. It's the ultimate underdog story.
Sure.
Having a situation where the NFL's Super Bowl has the halftime entertainment of guys dancing in prison.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, I didn't turn on Tucker the next night to see what he had to say about it, but I feel like just culturally speaking that was not a very highly criticized performance last year. I feel like you have someone touching their crotch area, you're going to hear about it. You're going to hear about, you know, skimpy outfits. But like that was presenting, like you say, a pretty controversial sort of idea, the forgotten people. And everybody seemed to love it. I could be off here, but it felt like it was, you know, because who doesn't love, you know, the Chronic?
Our quietly underground, very right-wing mayor was nothing but praise.
Yeah.
He loved it.
Yeah. Yeah, well. Bet he did. I don't know much about him. I live in Fort Worth.
Yeah, fair enough. I thought Lady Gaga was great. Bruno Mars would probably be my third place.
Yeah, Bruno. I was going to say that's on my metal stand. I'd say too.
You're just saying that because it opens with a drum solo.
It was incredible, dude. He killed it. He's great. He's legit. Him and Anderson .Paak. You know, like. You know, there's been a lot of rock stars try to grab some drumsticks and play. Even Shakira for their performance. You know, she's doing all right. She's keeping a beat.
Mm-hmm.
But shout out to Lady Gaga. Back to Lady Gaga, how she just like jumps like a raccoon into a recycling bin at the beginning.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And her thing gets me fired up. Just the beginning. Like, it was immediately after Trump's election. And I thought it would have been a real bummer and annoying if she just like starts out by being like, you know what? The president sucks.
Yeah.
Like we get it, dude.
Yeah.
But to instead just like sing this land is your land. Like,
pretty cool.
That's so much more powerful. It's doing so much more that like, you know, I'm trying to remember. I think it might've been a Wilco thing, but I don't, someone was talking about music. And they were like asking him to explain something. And they're like, if I could have said it by saying it, I would have.
Yeah.
Right? I couldn't. So I made this music.
Like, that's right.
And I feel like she's doing that there. Like she's expressing the strong love of our American ideals in like the right, in a very powerful way, I thought.
The I common. Found, the common criticism, you know, shut up and sing is always funny to me. Don't talk about politics. Okay, I won't. I'll just make an entire library and catalog of music that is political and fool you people.
So she does God Bless America and This Land is Our Land. And I was reading about This Land is Our Land, and Woody Guthrie wrote it in response to Irving Berlin's, and he originally called it, instead of God Bless America, God Blessed America For Me.
Right, right.
So I don't got to worry about it. Already, you know, you told me.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's a great culture figure, Woody Guthrie.
No kidding. Kind of a, you know, that's a early protest song, kind of like Born in the USA, oftentimes misconstrued.
Yeah, no,
as a non-protest song.
Let's pause here and get into the Jennifer Lopez documentary. We could start at the top if you want with whether or not J-Lo gets Born in the USA.
Yeah, no kidding. And if that's and if you guys are driving over here off of the tollway, I'm gonna jump off the iHeart building like Lady Gaga later with a rig. We're rigging it right now. Garrett's on the roof, so
tight. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah, about 4:05 p.m.
Cool. We're counting down to that. We're talking culture on the Dirtbag Culture Hour. This is 97.1 The Freak.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.